ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोक्यभक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। यू ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री कृष्ण वल्लभ मंदिर इस्कॉन वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 13th चैप्टर एंड द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड काव्स। सो Krishna is 4 year old and he is right here at Chhatigra where Nand Baba has his camp after they shifted from Gokul, and he started herding calves. He's a Vatsapal. And usually when they were going to herd the calves, they go in the morning, come back by afternoon, have a lunch at home. But one day they decided, no, today we will have a picnic in the forest. We will not come back. Everybody should bring their lunch box and we will stay in forest. So that is the day today, which is this pastime. So they were in the forest and they were playing. And then there appeared a brother of Putana, Aghasur, and this is the climax of a friendship pastime, Sakha Bhav climax, like Vatsalya Bhav climax is Damodar Leela. Sakha Bhav climax is that all the friends were in the belly of Aghasur. Agh means sin. So they were already in the abdomen of sin. It means they have to suffer. Once you commit sin, you have to suffer. But Krishna is so merciful, kind to his dear devotees that he brought them all back from the body of Aghasur, belly of Aghasur. And this is the climax of the Sakha Bhav in one sense. If you want to have a friend, you have a friend who can save you from sin. And now they are enjoying their meal at the bank of Yamuna. And this is another wonderful scene to meditate upon. The Krishna is sitting in the middle of all the cowherd boys. Around them there are this younger than Krishna Desaka, and then another group around them. But the beauty of this arrangement is that everybody was saying Krishna is looking at them. Of course, Krishna is not front, back, left, right, east, west, no. He's all around. And everybody was enjoying that sweet darshan of Krishna. And everybody was opening their tiffin and, you know, tasting. Oh, it's nice. You, a Krishna, enjoy this. So this is going on. And everybody was relishing this wonderful Banabhojan or forest picnic at the bank of Yamuna with Krishna. Now there is some turn coming here. And that is the one verse we are reading, the verse number 12. Bharata evam vatsapesho bhunjana bhunjaneshu achuttatmasau. Vatsastu antarvane duram viveshostrana lobhitaha. Bharat se, O Maharaj Parikshit, evam, in this way, while they were enjoying their lunch, Vatsa Peshu, along with all the boys tending the calves, Bhunjaneshu, engaged in taking their food, Achutta Atmasau, all of them being very near and dear to Achutta, Krishna. Vatsaha, the calves. To, however, Antavane, within the deep forest, Duram, far away, Vivishyoho entered, Tranalo Bhitaha, being allured by the green grass. So, translation by Srila Prabhupada, O Maharaj Parikshit, while the cowherd boys, who knew nothing within the core of their heart but Krishna, that is actually the meaning of Achutta Atmasau. Achutta Atmasau. Except Achut, they were not knowing anybody. That is what their whole goal. Were thus engaged in eating their lunch in the forest, the calves went far away, deep into the forest, being allured by green grass. So there's no purpose. We are reading next verse. Tan drishtvaha bhaya santrastan uche krishna asya bhi bhayam mitrani asa asanma viramate hanyashyahe vatsakam aham. Tandrishtvaha bhaya santrastan oche krishna asya bhi bhayam mitranyasan ma viramate anya sevat sakan aham. Tan drishtva bhaya santrastan oche krishna asya bhi bhayam mitrani asan ma viramate anya shevat sakan aham. Tan, that those calves were going away, drishtva, seeing, bhaya santrastan, to the cowherd boys who were disturbed by fear that within the dense forest calves would be attacked by some ferocious animals. Oche Krishna said, Oche Krishna said, Krishna asya bhi bhayam. Krishna, who is himself the fearful element of all kinds of fear. When Krishna is present, there is no fear. Mitrani, my dear friends, Ashat, from your enjoyment of eating. Ma viramat. Do not stop. Iha. In this place. In this spot. Aniyashe. I shall bring back. Vatsakam. The calves. Aham. I. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna saw that his friends and cowherd boys were frightened, he, the fiery controller even of the fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear, my dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your calves back to this spot by personally going after them myself. Srila Prabhupada's purport, in the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Krishna is the supreme controller, the controller of even the death, which is supposed to be the ultimate fear in this material world. Bhayam dvaitya abhya, bhayam dvaitya abhineveshitah syat. This fear arises because of the lack of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there cannot be any fear. For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, this material wall of fear becomes hardly dangerous at all. Bhavam buddhivatsa padam param padam 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 yada vipadam natesham. Bhavam buddhi, the material ocean of the fear, becomes very easy to cross by the mercy of the Supreme Controller. This material wall in which there is fear at and danger at every step, padam padam yada vipadam, is not meant for those who have taken shelter at the Krishna's lotus feet. Such persons are delivered from this fearful world. Samashritaye padapalvam padapalva palvam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam devadir vatsa padam param padam 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 yadavipadam natesham. Everyone, therefore, should take shelter of the person, Supreme Person, who is the source of fearlessness, and thus be secure. Om Magyan Timaranda Sagyan Anjan Shalakaya Chakshu Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Istapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swap Balantikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yutupada Kamalam Sri Gurang Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagjatam Sagana Rupam Tam Sajivam Sadavetam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Vitang Sacha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In the verse number 12, Bharat Evam, Bharat is an address to Maharaj Parikshit. And our Acharya write that this address to the Maharaj Parikshit by Sukhdev Goswami is out of anxiety that how wonderfully they are enjoying the forest picnic with Krishna. Now some disturbance is going to take place. And then they give the example, Jai Sri Sri Gaurinitaya Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Lilita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. What this address actually mean, like Maharaj Yudhishthira was having wonderful Raj Suya Yajna, and at that time by the mischief of the Duryodhan and his party, they were exiled to the forest. So this is the situation. Why he was addressed Maharaj Bharata, the reason given is there. See, wonderful picnic is going on. Everybody is enjoying. Now something is going to happen, which is going to disturb everything. So he's out of anxiety, he's calling, Maharaj Parikshit, what is going to happen? See. What happened? Vatsapeshu. Bhunjani. As the cowherd boys were relishing their lunch in the picnic with Krishna. Vatsanto antarvane gatam. The calves entered deep into the forest. Why? The reason is given. The reason is given. Tirana lobhai. They were greedy for green grass. Greedy for green grass. But sometimes this is what we call cow is go, and the senses are also called go. And if they become greedy for sense enjoyment, then we'll go in a deep forest. It is very difficult to come on our own back. So this is the indication that if the senses will allured by the sense gratification, then they will go deep into the forest. And this whole world is called forest. This is a forest which is described in a fifth canto by Maharaj Jada Bharata. This forest is that one who is lost will never come out. So this forest is alluring everybody. This material world is alluring everybody for sense gratification. Well, this is for everybody. This is natural. But now the next verse is most important with Srila Prabhupada's purport. No problem. Even if the senses are going there, but if your vision is focused on Krishna, if you are looking at Krishna, then there's no problem. But when the problem is started, when they shifted their gaze from Krishna to their calves. This is what you see on a highway, there's a sign written, Drishti Hati Durghatna Ghati. You know? Drishti Hati, it means your vision from Krishna, your concentration and focus on Krishna, if it is little bit deviated, the trouble is right there. Drishti Hati, Durghatna Ghati. It means now there is the accident. And same thing is in Damodar Leela. Krishna is enjoying, Yashoda Maya is looking at Krishna, Krishna is looking at Yashoda Maya, having a wonderful breastfeeding going on. All of a sudden, Yashoda Maya changed her drishti and her vision went onto the boiling milk. And Durghatna Ghati, and then the pot was broken. But somehow or other we have always to, and this is the basic principle of our sadhana bhakti. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. All the other rules and regulations are the servant of this one rule. Always remember Krishna, never forget. Now, see Krishna's response to the cowherd boys concerned for the calves. Tan drishta, Krishna saw them. Krishna looked at them. They are not looking at me. So Krishna looked at them. So if we are always Krishna conscious, if we deviate little bit, well, Krishna will look at us. He looked at us. So Krishna looked onto the coward boys. Drishtva. Tan means coward boys. Drishtva means looking at coward boys. And what he noticed on their face? Tan santarastan. Tan means coward boys. Santarastan means they were completely fearful. Tras, tras is called fear. And sun means complete. Completely they were fearful. And what is the reason for their fear? Srila Prabhupada has given in a word to word actually the whole reason as a translation. They thought our calves are gone deep into the forest. Some ferocious animal may attack our calves. So they were concerned about their calves because they are deep into the forest. So Krishna realized this is their fear. And then Krishna said, Ucho Krishna, Ucha Krishna, Krishna spoke. And when Krishna spoke actually, his left hand, on the palm of his left hand, there was rice and yogurt. And in between the fingers there were different type of pickles. And he looked at them and he has all the beautiful forest dress, and at this time his venu or the flute was tucked into his dhoti at this place, and this stick was right there, and his the buffalo horn was there and the hanging from the shoulder, and he looked at them. Oh, what happened? Don't worry, Mitra, friend, you just enjoy your lunch, Asan. You enjoy your lunch. Don't worry. I am going to bring your calf right here. I will bring your calf right here. At this spot. You don't leave from here. Just relish your picnic. But the boys will not eat without Krishna. So this is the promise Krishna is giving to us. If we are with Krishna, then Krishna will take away all our troubles. And this is the Srila Prabhupada's whole purpose is in the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Bhaja hore manasri nanda nandana abhaye charana arabindari. Always render devotional service to Nanda Nandan, because his lotus feet will give you fearlessness. Well, these devotees were directly in association of Krishna, sitting with Krishna, playing with Krishna, walking with Krishna, talking with Krishna. They are so fortunate. Even gopis were praising the Krishna, cowherd boys, that they are so fortunate. They are going every day with Krishna early in the morning, and for till evening they are enjoying with Krishna. We are so unfortunate, we cannot go with Krishna. So how fortunate are the cowherd boys? And they are friend with Krishna, and there is no fear for them. How can we be free from fear? The next line says, Bhajahure manasri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare durlabha manava janama satasange tarave bhava sindhure. Durlabha manava janama, the rare opportunity of this human form of life. Rare opportunity. It's a very solid and wonderful boat to cross this material ocean. What Srila Prabhupada's purpose is, this material world is a bhava abadhi. Bhava means repeated birth and death. Abadhi means ocean. There are two words commonly used in the scripture for this material world. Bhava sagar. Bhava sagar means ocean of repeated birth and death. And what is the next common word used for this material world? Davanal. Davanal. Sansara davanal. This material world is a forest fire. Nobody has actually set fire on, but everybody is burning. And the burning is because of this fear. And the fear of the greatest fear is death. So this material world is a fearful place. It's an ocean. Durlava manava janama satsange bhava tarva bhava sindhuri. You want to cross over this material ocean, then have human body is a solid boat to cross, but boat cannot cross on its own. It needs two things. What are the two important things we need in a boat to cross this material ocean? Guru Karana Dhara. Guru Karana Dhara. A spiritual master is a captain to navigate through the material ocean safely back home, back to Godhead. And what is most second important thing? Scripture. Scripture, which is like a favorable wind. It's like a map. If you have to navigate in an ocean, you need a captain and a map, which will tell there is hidden in the sea, there is a hidden rock, there is a somewhere there is a whirlpool or something. You have to go by sight to avoid the catastrophe. So these two things, if you take advantage, if we take advantage of the two things in the human life, the guidance from a representative of Krishna, which is none different than Krishna in the sense that he is bestowing the mercy of Krishna. He is the mercy personification of Krishna, his divine grace, Krishna Kripa Murti. He is the mercy personification of Krishna. And then the scripture. So these two things, if we take in our practical life advantage of these two things, then definitely, what Srila Prabhupada writes here, the first Srila Prabhupada has quoted a verse from 11th canto of Bhagavatam. What is the reason of fear? Fear is common. Most people are anxious because of fear. You know, fever, fear becomes fever if it continues. And there's one advice given in Bhagavatam, if you want to be free from fear, what you have to do? Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Ishvaro Bhagavan Hari. Shrotavyam kirtatvam samartavyam yadichati abhayam. If you want to be fearless, then at least, again the address is to the Parikshat Maharaj. And that is the answer to the question of Parikshat Maharaj. Parikshat Maharaj has a question which has two parts. All people, all times, at all places, what they should do that they will be free from fear. This is the question of a Vaishnava. He is not concerned for himself, he is concerned for others. Wherefore? So his first part of the question is, all people, all time, all places, how can be free from fear? And the second part of his question is, one whose death is near, because that is the greatest fear, what should he do? So Parikshat Maharaj is answered by Sukhdev Goswami to the first question. All people, all times, all places, they should do this. Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the soul of everybody. We love our body because there is a soul inside. Because there is a soul, we love this body. But ultimately, it is the super soul who is Krishna's expansion. Therefore, we are functioning in this world. He is our Sohirda. He is our dear friend. Ultimately, there is most important Sarvatma. Krishna loves us. He never leaves us alone. We may go because of the greed for sense gratification In any species of life, Krishna never leaves us alone. He's always with a soul as a super soul. He never leaves us alone. Huh? Till he takes us back to home, back to God, he will never leave us. You will not find any such friend anywhere. He is the real friend. A friend who is with us in all circumstances. So Sarvatma, Ishwar, he is controller. We think I can control this. This is our disease, that we want to control this material world. Prabhupada writes, this is the weakness of the heart. In a 15th chapter, Purushottam Yoga, last verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, two weaknesses of the heart. And how to overcome the two weaknesses of the heart, he gives the solution. So what are the two weaknesses of heart? The first weakness is we want to the Ishwar of this material world. What actually it means, we are envious of Krishna. Krishna is Ishwar and you want to be Ishwar. It is enviousness. And envious people can never be peaceful. They can never be fearless. And second thing Prabhupada writes, what is the second weakness of heart? When you want to lord it over, you want to be the controller, then you are attached to it. And you have a possessiveness. And that is just opposite to the simple principle of Ishavasha. Krishna is the proprietor and he is the controller. And we think we are the proprietor and we are the controller. Very simple thing. This mental attitude of a conditioned soul is cause of all his fear and suffering. Only one thing we have to do. Attitude has to be changed from enjoying mentality to the service attitude. Simply one thing, nothing else. Only one thing. So, Dvaitya Abhinivesha, this is the verse quoted from Nav Yogendra's teaching of Bhagavad Dharma from 11th canto. Dvaitya means you want to be separate from Krishna and you want to enjoy against the will of Krishna. And therefore, Prabhupada has paraphrased very nicely here. This fear arises because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Only one reason for all the type of fears of this material world. The only one reason is lack of Krishna consciousness. To be Krishna consciousness, it means to be cooperative with Krishna. And to be in fear means to be competitor of Krishna. So we have to change our mentality from the competitor to cooperative. Competition is the nature of this material world. Everybody wants to compete with others. And cooperation is the atmosphere of the spiritual world, where everybody wants to help others to serve Krishna. So these are the last words of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. Your love for me will be shown by the way you cooperate among yourself. And these are the same Kartik month. In these days Srila Prabhupada has left this very sacred and powerful message for the generation in the ISKCON to follow. Cooperate. And what actually cooperate means, there will be differences. There will be opposition. There will be different point of view. But the center is Krishna. Then we can all cooperate and work together. So this mood of cooperation has to be cultivated in Kartik, in this month, Kartik. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this mood of cooperation must be cultivated in this month of Kartik. At least practically I am telling in two places. One place is in the evening when we are offering the lamp, where we want to have more competitive spirit than cooperative spirit. This will not please Damodar or Prabhupada or anybody else. Why can't we allow who is in front of us or next to us, please you go first? If we simply have this spirit, then everything will go smooth. And the other place where this cooperation is needed at Prasada. Yes. Krishna is telling you, enjoy your food, I am going to bring the calves. And what we are saying, you go and bring the calf, I am enjoying the prasad. Is this needed or not? These two cooperation, if we learn in this month, our devotion will deepen. It will be really, it becomes deep, and the realization we will have that how Krishna reciprocate. There is also fear that I will not get chance, but when there is a Krishna, there is no fear, Prabhupada says. The rest of the purport is based on the one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, next chapter, Brahmaji's prayer. And this verse is Brahmaji's prayer. Well, before I end this, this is the message, cooperation in Kartik, Prabhupada's message for the generation to come in ISKCON. And we have to learn this cooperation in Kartik, really to deepen our devotional service. We have to accommodate the other devotees and help them to advance in Krishna consciousness. And that is cooperation. And all our action should be to please the Hari Guru Vaishnava. The Hari is one who take away our trouble. And the Hari is one who gives love and take away our heart too. Prem Dei Mana Hare. So when we cooperate, Krishna will actually bestow his mercy and he will actually steal our heart. And then we are safe, because the trouble given to us is our mind. And when Krishna steals that mind, then we are free from trouble. Our trouble is our mind. So let Krishna steal that mind. Only he will steal the mind when we cooperate. So who actually took the calves deep into the forest? Acharya writes, it is Brahma's arrangement. Brahma has done this. What Krishna wanted actually at this time? Krishna said, well, everybody in Braj is telling me I am thief. I am butter thief. Huh? Krishna was very famous in Vrindavan as a butter thief, milk thief, curd thief. Krishna said, well, anybody is telling me thief, let me have a pastime in which the knower of the Brahma and the forefather of everybody, Brahma, let I will make him thief. When he will steal, then people will not look at me. I am a child. If I am stealing, what is the problem? Brahma is stealing. I am only stealing the butter, but he is stealing the calves and cowherd boys. So actually Krishna wanted to show that even Brahma is a thief, what can I do? But Krishna has many wonderful pastime actually to perform during this pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. So this was the one apparent reason Krishna wanted to have this pastime. The second reason for this pastime, all the mothers in Brij, they was thinking only Yashoda is getting that opportunity to always breastfeed Krishna. How can we get that? And now Krishna is going to be the all coward boys and give the opportunity for all the Vatsalya Prem mothers of the Brij. Now all the mothers are the son Krishna, because Krishna become coward boys. And all the cows were also feeling that only the couple cows in the inner Gaushala of Nanda Baba, the Padmagandha cow, their milk Krishna is always relishing. When our milk will be relished by Krishna? Krishna, I am going to be becoming calf now. All the cows are now satisfied by Krishna having their calf. And Sandalya Rishi also announced one thing during this period of 1 year. All the Kumaris means below 5 years. In the Braj, they wanted Krishna as their husband. All were going to the Katyayani that we get Nanda, son of Nanda, as a husband. Krishna said, okay, all right, no problem. I am going to be the coward boys, and in this year, Sandalya Muni said, anybody who get their daughters married to the cowards, they will always remain. What is called? Having their husband eternal. All the girls will have their husband eternal. They will never lose their husband. So all the girls were married to Krishna, because Krishna was only the coward boy at this time. Therefore, the one word in Ras Leela is Krishna Vadhava. When this word is used in Ras Leela, there are two opinions of the both Acharya. One says, well, they are already married to Krishna when Krishna become the coward boy. So there, Vadhava means already married too. So in this pastime, there are so many wonderful things which are in. And then the next chapter have wonderful prayers of Brahmaji. That is the highest realized prayers next to Brahma Sahita. That is the topmost, in which Brahma is speaking about this Krishna who is looking for the calves. And the next thing, one thing I say, then I end here and then I get your feedback. Which calves Brahma stole? And there's Acharya has given the example that which Sita Ravan is stole? Maya. So Yoga Maya arranged another clone of the calves and coward boys to be taken by Brahma, not the original. Original Krishna's associate Brahma cannot take. That Brahma who want to be a grass at the border of the Brij, or become its want to be a stone on the path of Brij, cannot dare to touch the boys. So it's the special arrangement of the Maya. So I end it here. Any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Coward boys are fearful, but the devotees are never fearful. Is there a spiritual fear and a material fear? And the coward boys are feeling extremely fearful, because previous to that, they were not fearful to go in Agasura's mouth, and anybody who was fearful, they said, hey, forget about it, Krishna's protecting us. So
Do they forget that Krishna's protecting them when they have that fearfulness?
Oh, this is very nice. But when they were entering in Agasur mouth, they looked behind to Krishna. He said, well, Krishna is there, don't worry. He will protect us. But now, they were fear about the calves, not for themselves. It means, this is a one way that Krishna loves the calves. He is go Brahmanita. So if we don't find our calves, our parents and everything will be in trouble. Well, this is also, basically it is a pastime. Krishna has arranged all these things to happen. But what you are saying is, fear is always, there is a material aspect of fear and there is a spiritual aspect of fear. We should be fearful that we should not miss Mangal Arati. Say, for example, this fear is good. We should be fearful that we should not lack in chanting our rounds. This fear is good. That fear which brings us near to Krishna is good. That fear which takes us away from Krishna is bad. This is the fear which was taking them away from Krishna. Because they have to go now to look after the calves, they will be separate from Krishna. They are not willing to part from Krishna. That was really the fear, that they will leave the Krishna behind. And they will go deep into the forest, look for the calves, and if they don't find, then they will be separated from Krishna. So Krishna understood that, you stay here. I am going to find the calves. Actually, again they are separated. But this separation has some other purpose to serve. But the question is good. Well, you want to say something? Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj want to.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
There's also when the cowherd boys begin, the word is not fearful actually. In the verse, proper translation is frightened. If you read there, it says frightened. Read that. F-R-I-G-H-T-N. The boys begin frightened.
While the cowherd boys who knew nothing within the core of the heart of Krishna, we are thus engaged in eating their lunch in the forest. The calves went far away deep into the forest, being allured by the green grass. When the Krishna saw that, the friends and cowherd boys were frightened.
Yes,
so Krishna saw them frightened.
Yeah, there's a difference between that fear and the word frightened. So that's one. Within that aspect of when the boys became frightened, frightened means in two ways. One is, it's not that kind of fear in a sense. Frightened means that I do not want to take service from Krishna. Krishna convinced them that he will bring the calves back. But that's not Krishna's service. That's the service of the cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys are very sensitive, that they do not want Krishna to serve them. So that is why that also happened. But Krishna takes the opportunity to serve his devotees also. As Bhakti Vatsala says, some of them have said, you enjoy, I will serve. But at the same time, we should be careful from the point of sadhana. We should not engage Krishna in our service. That's a lesson for us, not for the cowherds.
Yeah, thank you very much, Maharaj. Maharaj gave a very nice lesson that we should serve Krishna, not the Krishna serve the coward boys. They have intimacy. Somehow Krishna saw them frightened. But Srila Prabhupada's purpose on fear is based simply for the materially fearful people. So he took that frightened as a fear, and therefore the whole purpose is on fear only. Yes, Bhadra Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, isn't it they were frightened of fear because they are little boys and they're going to go home, their parents are going to be sisters, because what happened to all the calves? And that was also one of the reasons, to understand, that they were fearful.
Anyway, for calves, for parents, for going to home, all these things are there. They were frightened and Krishna did not want to see them frightened. So Krishna never want to see us actually fearful. Everything is Krishna's mercy. So what will we take away today from this class? Cooperate in Kartik. Always serve Krishna and his devotees, not want to take service from them. This is the last lesson. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Kartik Mas ki jai. Dai Gaur Premanande.